note. Mikasa, one of South Africa's most exciting and consistent success stories. They've been around for a while. They made it a long time ago, but their latest album has the title We Made It, which I think they could have said about themselves quite a few years ago. They have a unique sound. They have a wonderful sound. It is a sound which has relevance in Africa, in Latin America, in Europe, just about everywhere in the world. People tap their toes to the sounds of Mikasa. And to chat a little bit about the album is Mo T, who is a jazz trumpeter of some renown. Otherwise, I think on his... on his birth certificate, it says Moshe Philip Kwasane. How are you, Moti?
Hey, how's it going? What an intro. Well, the best.
Yeah.
I love everything that you said in the post.
There's no way, there's no way that you could not have been a brass player with your dad, who had such success with Mango Groove as the trumpeter, and your granddad, who wasn't a trumpeter, but he was a sax player, and you played in the brass band that your dad and your, well, that your granddad started and your dad continued with. I mean, it's a musical legacy to be incredibly proud of.
That's so true. Hey, you know, there was no running away. You know, like I'm from my side as more being this kid and just, you know, playing with the other kids outside and always going back home to be hearing these sounds being played, you know, from a horn, you know, from a saxophone to a trumpet. And like, yeah, you know, just, you're taking me way back now, you know, you want to say so many things. But I mean, yeah, my father has been the biggest inspiration and my grandfather, and my dad is actually, he was there like physically just to teach me the instrument, you know, and also be hearing him play in Mango Groove over the years. Just brought so much like joy to me and being like, whoa, this is something that I think I can take on for the rest of my life, you know? And I like think by that time, my mom like didn't really believe that I could actually, well, pull something like this off, you know? But as from like my dad, he just believed in me and he got me this cornet, which is like a real trumpet, you know? And I thought this was this toy because I was only like 2-3 years old. And I started like banging this trumpet saying, listen, this is not the real one. I want yours, daddy. Because he played it so well. And I always pointed at his trumpet. No matter which trumpet you'd give me, I'll just point at his trumpet and say, I want your trumpet. And I'll get so angry. And I ended up breaking my first trumpet given to me by my dad, which was like a real cornet, you know, and which I thought was a toy. but the love for music just started from there, and it's going till now.
Was there any time where you said, no, this is not for me, I want to do something else?
You know, those times came when my dad was strict on me, and he was telling me that, listen, you're not going to bed until you play the right notes. So this is what I'm asking for, this little exercise that I'm giving you for the day, and you know, you must play this for me later. And he would get back from studio or rehearsal or his performances. And yeah, and then he would say to me, listen, can you play or stuff for me, you know? And then, yeah, sometimes I wouldn't get it right. And he would just grill me like to a point where I'm like, listen, you know, like I'm maybe like about to burst into tears now, you know? And I'm like, listen, I can't.
You should have asked if you could play the triangle instead.
You know, yeah, you know, so it would get to the point where I'd say, is there something else that we can play? This is difficult, you know, type of thing. But you know what? I'm so grateful for those lessons because, you know, this has brought me this far. This has brought me to also being in a band, you know, one of the most powerful bands in South Africa, you know, which is Mikasa. And that's just something that really just brings so much happiness to me every single day, like knowing that like Mo T is in the same band as Jay Something and Dr. Duda, which I've collectively make Mikasa, you know. Yeah. And at the moment and for us in 10 years, you know, this comes across as like all of our favorite years, like within the group, you know, we even say that this is probably the most, this is the best music that we've ever made together, which is on this latest album because of like the energy.
Yeah, it's 10 years and 5 albums, and finally you have the, I don't know, what is it? The courage, the you've been humble because you only after 5 albums and 10 years of success and. international touring and lots of people wanting to listen to your music all over the world, finally you say we've made it.
Yes. No, no, you know, and some people turn up to and are like, oh, what do they mean they've made it? Oh, these guys being arrogant or what? Like, what do they mean? But we actually mean that we've made it through the good and bad times, you know, through this 10-year journey. Because it's not every day that you find that SA bands stick together, you know. So this is something that's really special to the three of us and to our fans also, you know. And to the team, of course, that's always been behind me, Kasa, you know. And a big ups to you, Universal Music and Afroforce, because we also just signed with them. And, yeah, you know, the journey just keeps getting better and better, you know. Each time we just get together, you know, as a gents. So you know, We Made It comes from there, where we just reflecting back onto the years. And we also just looking also at the good times and saying that, like, we made this music with the fans also, because if it went for our fans and actually just being there cheering us on, you know, and cheering on the music while we actually, like teasing them within the recording process, because we even have teasers. We were like, yo, guys, what do you think of this? And they were like, yo, guys, can we get the full song? Because it sounds amazing. And that just motivates us to like making the best music ever.
How much would you say that the sound has changed over the 10 years? I mean, yeah, one of the things I really like about the music that I really like is that it's often quite difficult to classify, quite difficult to slot it into a neat genre. And, you know, Mikasa, they say it's Afro pop and it's groove and it's house. And yes, there are a lot of names that are applied to it, which suggests that there's a lot of musical stuff happening inside it. And, yes, and it has evolved over the 10 years.
No, for sure. And, you know, like people have boxed us over the years, like into saying, yo, these guys are a house band, you know, and like we were like, no, actually, guys, we're a band, you know. And us saying that we're a band is that we are three gents that are making this music, and we all come from different backgrounds, you know. Jay's got that soul type of feel that he brings to the table, you know. And Dr. Duda has got this gospel mixed with soul. Dr. Duda also, he's just got so many genres mixing to him, you know, because being the producer of the band. And as for myself, I come with a jazz background, you know, the jazz and a bit of gospel, you know. And I think that's the sound that makes the Mikasa sound. Those collective.
I want to finish by playing Eve and just a brief introduction from you to the song before we go to the music.
Yeah, so Eve is a song that was written by Jay, and it's a song that just speaks about what we're going through now, like as a country, from women being abused, from something similar to this, like pandemic also, what's going on within the world, you know. Just it just goes on about, like, why we keep messing up this beautiful world that we've been put in, you know, as humans. And, like, can't we just, you know, like, just be normal and just love one another, you know, type of thing, you know. And it just brings so many things, you know, that like we've all been going through. And this is a song that just says, yo, guys, like, why must these things happen, type of thing, you know.
But thank you very much to Moti, one of the three members of Mikasa.